Show. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the program. One of my favorites, Ben Folds 5. Yes, there were only three people in Ben Folds 5. It's kind of a joke. Darren Jesse was one of those three members, a drummer. And Darren Jesse has a birthday today as he turns 53 years old. 1997 album Whatever and Ever Amen. A highlight. This is from that album. A song called Case. It's a fun one. Darren Jesse, the drummer from Ben Folds 5, turns 53 years old today. It's the Steve Gruber Show. We're joined on the phone lines now by Doran Lago. He is a founder of Lozo Karate. Doran, thanks so much for joining us.
Certainly, you're welcome.
Hey, I know that it is a major concern for Americans today, this crime epidemic, especially in some of our larger cities. There are some reports crime is down, but it's a big worry in major areas, and some are turning to the idea of being prepared with self-defense. You have this karate, Lozo Karate, of course, and are one of the country's biggest self-defense experts and also great karate experts. What can you tell us about the way people are thinking about protecting themselves from crime?
Yeah, first, is it the crime down or up? That is irrelevant because numbers are staggering. You know, it's every year. In 2022, there were around 950,000 reported offenses reported by the 75% of law enforcement agencies. So victims are the proportionally split between blacks and whites, men and women. However, the number one offenders are males between 20 and 29 and 30 and 39. That is almost 430,000 offenders are these young men. And so a lot of people are turning to martial arts, especially karate, Brazilian jiu-jitsu, and other forms of martial arts, because they believe that karate can help them to protect themselves in these kind of situations. What I can tell you, based on my experience a long time in martial arts and before that in army and certain services where you are often facing very high stress level situations, focusing on technique is important. But what's happened in real life situation is that your brain will get disconnected from rest of your body if you're not highly trained. Fear is something that needs to be addressed. And that is what I'm doing through my training in my karate school here in Atlanta. So my students learn that first they need to go through visualization. What is the worst case scenario? Somebody has a knife, a gun, so your rape is possible. And then to train under those circumstances, to understand fear and how instinctive reaction can help you. Your aggressiveness need to match aggressiveness of your enemy, of your opponent that wanna kill you, hurt you, or rape. When we talk about women, and a lot of people believe they can do it, and they come to karate. However, result is not immediate, but there are so many natural things that our body have. We need to remember that everything hard on human body has on opposite side something soft on opponent's body. So basically, thumb can be stick in the eye. You don't need much skills to do this. Knee strike, which is one of very popular karate techniques, between the legs, is extremely painful. Hitting opponent to the shin is very helpful. However, you need to have desire to fight back. You don't want to be a victim. And so the mentality developed in this current society is being a victim. That is, especially for men, there is no shame if they are beaten up or something like that. But so there, we need to have some emotional and mental foundation to self-defense before we can use karate properly. Again, fear will disconnect you. So, for yes. example, in my karate school, they learn how to control fear through breathing. A lot of people believe karate will help them, and a lot of statistics are pointing out to this this element. For example, a Journal of Interpersonal Violence Study shows that women who had taken a self-defense class were less likely to experience physical or sexual assault, and 46% lower risk of experiencing a completed rape. So karate definitely helps.
Goran Lozo is with us. You can find his website, goranlozo.com, GORANLOZO.com. We've got only about 60 seconds left here. Tell us perhaps why there are options, there are other possibilities. Why karate is perhaps the best self-defense method available, or one that perhaps women or males or men should look into?
Karate started back in 6th century, not as a form of recreation or for athletic purposes or to increase health level of its participants. It was designed to protect, at that time, monks, but later everybody else, against violent attacks. It's peaceful art, and so karate teaches how to use all parts of your body as for self-defense. Also teaches about mental stability and emotional balance during situations when you're fighting for your life. That is what karate was, and that is what karate is supposed to be those days. So a lot of other arts are there for sports, entertainment, but real job. Karate is absolutely directed to protecting you as an individual in these kind of situations.
Goran Lozo, 7th degree black belt. You can find more at goranlozo.com, GORANLOZO.com. Thanks so much for joining.